අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Hello children, welcome to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Silda De Silva, in service advisor, Hambantota Zone. Today, I am going to do a lesson for grade 11 students. From today's lesson, I am going to discuss how to write a description of an animal. This lesson is very important to you because in your O-level examination, this kind of question may appear in your first paper. Okay, children, let's learn to write a description of an animal from today's lesson. First, we will pay attention to write about a very common topic. Have you written an essay about my pet? I'm sure you have done it. Okay, what are the things that we can discuss on the topic my pet? First, you can tell what it is, the name, the color, age, the things it eats, special qualities like it can climb trees, what it likes to do, and why you like it. Here, what is the tense that we use to describe about pets? Yes, we should use simple present tense. Okay, children. Now, shall we move to the task sheet? Look at the second activity given in the task sheet, lesson 20. What can you see there? How do you call it? Yes, good, it's a mind map. Before writing a description, it is easy for you to draw a mind map to organize facts for your description. A mind map will help you to write a good piece of writing. Okay, shall we look at the questions in the mind map? Question number 1. Who is my pet? You can start in this way. My pet is a cat. My pet is a cat. The second question, what is its name? Its name is Kitty. Its name is Kitty. Number 3, how did you get it? I got it from my aunt as a gift. Or, I got it as a present. Number 4, how old is it? It is 6 months old. Question number 5, color of the skin. It is brown and white. Or you can write, it has a brown coat. Number 6, what does it usually eat? It usually eats rice and curry. Where does it sleep? It sleeps on our sofa. It sleeps on our sofa. Next question. What are the special qualities? It can climb trees fast. It can climb trees fast. Question number 9. What does it usually like to do? Kitty likes to play with me. Kitty likes to play with me. The last question. Why do you like it? I like it because it is a very cute pet. It is my playmate. It is my playmate. Okay. Now we have answered all the questions in the mind map. Dear children, now we can organize the description using the answers. I will read the description about my pet now. You also can join me. My pet is a cat. Its name is Kitty. I got it from my aunt as a gift. It is 6 months old. It has a brown coat. It usually eats rice and curry. It sleeps on our sofa. It can climb trees fast. Kitty likes to play with me. I like it because it is a very cute pet. It is my playmate. Dear children, as I told you, we use simple present tense to write description of animals. Now, look at activity 3 in your worksheet. Here, you are asked to write about your pet using the above description. First, draw a mind map, then organize facts and write a description. You can use the previous description as a model. I think you will be able to do it. Okay, children, let's look at another activity on writing descriptions of animals. Look at activity 4 in your task sheet. Can you see a mind map there? No, you are given facts to write a description. Children, here you have to organize a short paragraph using the given facts. Sometimes this kind of question may appear in your O-level paper. So let's try to do the activity. Let's read the given facts first. The largest mammal on the land, herbivorous and quadrupeds, the strongest quadrupeds. Four legs and large ears are special features. Mostly eat leaves, fruits and love water. Tusks and trunks are specific. Usually live in herds. Regarded as endangered animals in present. Tourist attraction of the world. Protect this attractive gift of nature. Okay. Now let's try to put the facts in complete sentences meaningfully. Our topic is elephants. Let's take the first point. The largest mammal on the land. Who is the largest mammal? Yes, the elephants. So you can say the elephants are the largest mammals on the land. The second fact. Herbivores and quadrupeds. You have to put a subject pronoun there. Who are herbivorous and quadrupeds? They are herbivorous and quadrupeds. The third fact. The strongest quadrupeds. Again, Who are the strongest quadrupeds? Yes, the elephants. So you can write, the elephants are the strongest quadrupeds. Fourth point, four legs and large ears are special features. How are we going to put it in a sentence? Yes, children, whose four legs and large ears are special features? Good, the elephants, or their. Their four legs and large ears are special features. Fifth point. Mostly eat leaves, fruits and love water. Who eat leaves, fruits and love water? Yes, you are correct. They, or the elephants, mostly eat leaves, fruits and love water. Sixth point. Trunks and tusks are specific. Whose? The elephants. The elephants' trunks and tusks are specific. Seventh point. Usually live in herds. Who live in herds? Yes, children. They live in herds. Look at the next point. Regarded as endangered animals in present. Who? They, or elephants. So you can write, the elephants are the endangered animals in present. Next point. Tourist attraction of the world. We can write, the elephants are a main tourist attraction of the world. Last point. Protect this attractive gift of nature. Yes, children, you can write it like this. We should protect this attractive gift of nature. Now, children, we have written 10 sentences about elephants. Now you can organize these sentences into one paragraph. Shall we read the full paragraph now? Elephants are the largest mammal on the land. They are herbivorous and quadrupeds too. They are the strongest quadrupeds. Their four legs and large ears are special features. They mostly eat leaves, fruits and love water too. Their trunks and tusks are special features. They usually live in herds. They are regarded as endangered animals in present. They are a main tourist attraction of the world. We should protect this gift of nature. Now, you have practiced well to write description about animals. Now, I am going to give you an extra activity for further practice. Yes, children, look at activity 5. Here you are asked to write a description about the dog, the companion of the man. First, fill the table given and try to write the description. Try to do the other activities in your worksheet. Before winding up my lesson, I am going to revise what you have learnt from my lesson. Today, we discussed about how to write descriptions on animals. First, we discussed what should be written in this kind of description. Then we wrote a description of my pet using the mind map. Next, we discussed how to write a description when facts are given. And I ask you to further practice it by doing activity 5. Okay, children, today I focused my lesson on writing descriptions for grade 11 students. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. I am Silda De Silva, in service advisor, Hambantota Zone. We'll meet again from another lesson. Goodbye, children. Have a nice day.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර